Bluebell Hill on the coach at 6:30 this morning, expecting to arrive at Tottenham Court Road sometime between 8:30 and 8:45. When they let us all know that the strike was happening, they didn't let us know that they would be closing all the tube stations down. So to get from Canary Wharf into central London was a no-go. So we had to stay on the coach, and the coach took from 8:30 till 10:15 to reach Mansion House, where the coach duly broke down due to the overheating of sitting in traffic.
And what's the traffic been like this morning?
Traffic is horrendous. I think there are quite a few people that live within the centric area of London do use their cars on such days. The roadworks within the city also aren't helping matters.
And the coach has broke down now, and you've decided to go home, have you?
I have. I figured that it would be quicker and more productive to get back to my home, turn on my laptop, and do 5 hours of productive work from home.
5 hours after you've set off, and you're kind of still, what, kind of an hour and a half away from starting work?
Yes. My Monday morning has produced zero work so far.
How's your company responded to this? I mean, do they understand the struggle that you've had this morning?
Yeah, I'm very lucky in that I do work in an office whereby things like this are taken into consideration. They know me as an individual, and they know that I will go home and work.
Do you agree with what the Tube staff are striking over?
I'm not a great fan of strikes. I believe that there are other solutions, and I also feel that the strike actions, that they're taken on the ballots of some very, very small numbers. And if you were to calculate the loss of a one-day strike to the economy of London and divide that by the amount of people that are actually voting for these strikes, I don't think they'd like a billing put through their letterbox for the money they've cost us.